You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Undecided. It's a beautiful Wednesday night. It's much later out than it usually is. I'm Joey, by the way.
I'm Luke.
Hope you guys are nice. Yeah, it is so nice.
I'm so glad it's finally just like 60s around that area and not too hot.
Yeah.
It's like perfect.
It's really upping my vibe. Normally around here, around the 5-6 range, that would boost me up to that 7-8. We are here. Well, we're going to be starting off our song. We're going to be starting off our show with a great song. Hopefully. It's Come Back to Earth by Mac Miller.
Ooh.
Words look just like texts I shouldn't send. And I got neighbors, they're more like strangers. We could be friends. I just need a way out of my head. I'll do anything for a way out of my head. In my own way, just feel like living. That was Come Back to Earth by Mac Miller. Luke will be off the air for a few seconds because we're gonna need to try to. So there's a bit of a dilemma in the studio. Don't worry, it's nothing super serious.
There's a wasp.
There's a wasp.
That's all there is. So it's a little interesting when it's the smaller room.
It's real
with two people in here. I'm not sure how it got in, but
it's much closer to me than
I
wanted to be.
Find out how to let it out.
It is substantially closer to me than I want it to be. I'm the kind of guy who likes his personal space.
I think this wasp really is there, so I think we'll be good.
No, if it shows up by that window though, I am good with it.
I'm looking at it though, so I'll let you know.
No, keep me posted. Keep the listeners posted as well. We'll make sure to talk
I'll
about
let you
it,
know
between,
if I see it
between songs. But okay. Do you have a...
Oh, do I have a song?
Do you have a song for... I mean, yes. I have a few, but...
Borderline by Tame Impala.
Okay.
Their newest single, I think. Is that the newest one?
I think so, yeah. I don't think they released one recently, but maybe they released one. I don't know. I think Borderline is it. Yep. All right, Borderline. by Tame Impala. That was Borderline by Tame Impala. Also, welcome back to the studio, a.k.a. Hell.
A.k.a. Wasp Watch.
Welcome back to Wasp Watch.
It's currently crawling along
We're here on MTV.
Entrance to the window. which we can't reach because of equipment. And it's just sitting there.
It's taunting us.
Taunting us, yeah. It's coming a little closer.
You are actually frightening me, because the listeners do not know, but I'm looking at a wall. Luke is the only one who can actually see the wasp at any point during the show.
Yeah, if it crawls further forward, I won't be able to see it.
Yeah.
But do you have a song?
I do have a song. Thank you for asking. I will be playing Tunnel by Frankie Kosmos. She recently has been releasing like songs that are kind of part of a cohesive album in pairs, which is weird. I've never really seen someone release music like that. Just in generally, it's been in pairs. I think one of them was like a trio of songs. But yeah, it's just an interesting way to release songs because they're all sort of part of the same theme. Like they all have the same name with like a new number after them. Wow, Luke, you actually look like all the blood is drained from your face. You actually look
it was just
so scared.
Is currently crawling across Nas's face on a record in the back.
That's really aesthetic.
He's on top of the frame now.
I think I just hit my head into the microphone.
You did. Sorry about that.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, we're a little stressed.
I'm going to be playing a really good song by Frankie Kosmos.
We'll update you when we get back.
Yeah.
Questions when you wonder. In the quick silences we go under. A bridge and the rain stops for just a second.
That was Tunnel by Frankie Kosmos. But more importantly, we have some important updates. Lucas, would you like to share?
Yeah. While that really calm Frankie Kosmos song
it's playing, really good, yeah.
We were having a battle to the death with this wasp. And
we came out on top.
Obviously, we came out on top.
Yo, we're still here. Can you tell them about our accuracy count? Can you tell me how many hits it took?
Just one.
Just one.
With the Lafayette newspaper.
So finally putting it to the good use.
Wow. Why'd you have to diss the Lafayette?
I actually like the Lafayette generally. They generally have good content, and it's like pretty much all student-run, so shout out. But also, it's useful in two ways.
Saving us from a wasp.
Also, the opening photo, like the front page photo on the Lafayette is actually really good. There was a big rainbow over campus, like I think a few weeks ago. Or maybe it was more recently than I thought.
I don't know.
What does it say? Is that from November?
Well, the paper is from November. Oh my God. It's a really old paper. I don't know.
Wow. For a second, I thought that was like a recent one. No. See, now I feel worse because I'm not even complimenting the current staff of the Lafayette. This is a different staff. We're going to move past that.
Anyway.
RIP. Luke, do you have a song?
No. But I'm going to find one.
I can play a song if you want while you're
looking. I had one
No worries. I have like a few songs
in mind. I just haven't been finding as much new music.
I got you.
That's fair. Like a lot.
Valid. We've kind of listened to most of the music within the genres we like. Like, are the main genres we like.
Yeah. There's not many left.
Yeah, and when you like only listen to like lo-fi hip-hop and regular hip-hop.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Rainy Days by That's Cool.
That's nice.
I know, I like that name.
That's cool. Oh, wow. Okay. Here is Rainy Days by That's Cool. It's usually it's like really all lowercase and together, and the S is a dollar sign. But nope. In this scenario, it's just Rainy Days by That's Cool. Enjoy. That was Rainy Days by That's Cool. Really good song. That's nice.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like, all you need is a piano and a backbeat. That's it.
Yeah, it's very relaxing. The loop is really nice, too. Like, it's a really well-done loop.
Yeah.
We were just talking about Pepper Prize winner voting. So that's currently going on. If you don't know, it's like the highest, sort of like the highest award you can receive as a graduating senior at Lafayette College. So it's a pretty big deal, especially because it has a cash prize, which is a crazy feature. Like I don't think it's a stipulation. Like it has any stipulations. Like it's not like, oh, scholarship for graduate school. Like I think it's actually a cash prize.
Yeah.
So while it's a really, really cool thing, it's also like, wow, it's sort of a weird thing to give out.
but it makes voting a little bit more stressful than I would like it to be, because it's like it actually has weight. Yeah. It's not like I'm voting for who do you think was the coolest in the senior class. It's like, who do you think deserves this cash prize?
Yeah.
Because it's like, if someone else doesn't get it, like that could have been beneficial for them. So it's like, not that I'm directly taking it away. That's a weird amount of responsibility. You're not at all. It's an online survey. It's not that serious.
Yeah.
It's not that serious. It's really not that deep, but it's just weirdly stressful. Oh,
that's valid.
Yeah, it's weirdly stressful. But yeah, if you haven't yet and you're a student, vote for someone for the Pepper Prize. I don't care who it is. Just vote for someone. Haha. Balanced news resource, I guess. News outlet. You know us. Keeping you updated on what's hot and popping at Lafayette.
Ugh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Karamo came like a few weeks ago. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, he did. That was cool.
That was cool. It was weird, but it was cool. It just didn't fit Laugh at all, but it was weird. I wish it fit Laugh. I really, really wish it fit Laugh. That would be awesome, but it doesn't yet. Sorry.
Do you have a song?
I do have a song.
Or do you want to... Wait. Mm-hmm. No, we got time. Do you have a song?
All right, whip out the PSAs. We'll find
some PSAs. I'm used to being late and not having as much time.
I know. We're on the timer where it's like, oh, it should be like 8:45 right now by the time we've gotten through the amount of songs we have.
Yeah.
But luckily, it's not.
It's not.
So yeah, I'm going to be playing.
We're actually here.
Like
not as not, late.
Well, we're here only a few minutes late. It takes a few minutes to set up. So I like to, we like really have to get here a few minutes early if we want to be fully set up. But I'm going to be playing Rings on a Tree by Frankie Cosmos. It's another song off of that set. I'm not going to be playing anymore after this, but I really like this one and I thought it would make more sense to put them in a row. Here's Rings on a Tree by Frankie Cosmos.
I see now that it was wrong, so wrong, to try to hold on to a fallen tree, one that wouldn't even look at me, whose sticks were all arranged so evenly, who wasn't holding arms out lovingly. Humiliate your family just 'cause you wanna stand with me. I think your ring means more than our thing. The day after decide to end it all, I go for a walk and it feels like everything is planted to tell me not to do it. Oh, how I wish we'd never met. Oh, baby, see that I was always me underneath everything I ever tried to be. Now I see that there is always you turning up in everything I do.
That was Rings on a Tree by Frankie Cosmos. I really like how she's started to use piano a lot more in her songs.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
And just like, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, acoustic piano is so, so nice. And it fits her voice and her style like so well.
Mm.
There was like one really short song that was in her most recent album. Like I think it was like practically an interlude because it was like 44 seconds long or something. Where she only did acoustic piano and it sounded so good. So I'm excited that she's starting to do it more. So that's good. But yeah. Do you want to do PSAs now or do you want to do a song, look at PSAs, and then do PSAs after?
Let's get them over with.
Okay. Yeah, welcome back to Paper ASMR Corner.
Yeah, welcome back to the same PSAs that we've been doing
welcome
for
back
so long.
To Undecided ASMR.
Can I have a paper?
Yeah, sure. Which one do you want?
Any of them? Because, like...
Here.
It's just going to be repeating them
do anyway. This one. I don't know if we've read these. I'm not even kidding.
We have.
Oh, no.
I'll read it, though. Which one, the 60-second or 30-second?
Dude, just read whichever one you're feeling. 60-second probably might be better. I feel like they have more depth.
True. When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been where I was. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. See, we have done this one because they write out the number, the phone number in words.
Oh, I remember,
which messed me up last time. We've been there. We can help. Thanks, Red Cross. I think. Oh, this is not the Red Cross one. thank you.
I think it's just
DBSA.
I think it's the, yeah, thank you. It's the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance. Cool. So I will be reading. There's like a bunch of random ones. Oh, this is the one about meat.
Oh, the like acting one. We did read that one.
We read this one. It's that was like four characters.
That was pretty involved.
Yeah. That one was really involved.
We needed a
it took like
radio
3
show.
Minutes. Yeah. If you guys want to give us a second time slot as well, just to extend, let us know. If that, yeah. WJRH, if you're listening.
If you're listening.
There's no way.
There's no way. Yeah.
There's no way.
Anyway.
Here, I'll be reading. I'll read this one about. Wow, my throat just like went out. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. There is not. This is one of those ones that has like insert your organization here. Let me read the ones that aren't that one. Yeah.
Interesting.
That one was not finished.
Interesting.
Okay. I'm going to be reading Hepatitis C General is the title. Do you know about hepatitis C? Hepatitis C is the leading cause of liver cancer. Millions of Americans have hepatitis C, but almost half of the people don't know they're infected. People can live with hepatitis C for decades without having symptoms or feeling sick. Talk to your doctor. Early detection can save lives. Thank you, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Nice.
I don't know if that's actually in the center or if this is a list of centers
it
for disease control and prevention.
It would have been a list of centers, yeah.
Because
that's why it's like insert your group.
Yeah, because I don't know what group.
I think those PSAs were specifically made for like only specific broadcasts.
Okay, because, yeah. I'm
but
just,
not us.
I mean, it's a good PSA. Both of the ones
are
good PSAs just in general. But I don't know what organization this one was.
I don't think they're actually for us, but. Well, I'm sure it's fine that we're using
it. I think it's the CDC. Like, I think that's actually what it is. CDC.gov, I think, is what it is. But which is actually the Centers
why would they have
for Disease Control and Prevention. I don't know why it has that insert your organization's URL here thing.
Strange.
Maybe anyway. they were written by someone else for them. Like, I don't know. It's because maybe they would make a template. But this is a little bit too in-depth about the PSA origin.
I think we're done with PSAs.
Yeah, I think we did enough.
I think I'm going to play a song.
Okay. What do you got?
It's called One for Dilla. Like J. Dilla.
One R.I.P. for Dilla.
By
Alex. Alcinous.
Yeah.
Alcinous.
How about that? How about we call it that? It's another lo-fi name. So, but it's good.
It looks like... if I was trying to read like a name from Greek mythology, but it's not actually one. It's just like someone was making fun of the names from Greek mythology and wrote that one. That's what it seems like.
Yeah. Here's,
Here's One for Dilla by Alcinous. We're definitely saying that wrong, but I'm sorry. There's nothing that can be done.
Read and style, I gotta tell you. I did the beat and I did not save it first. So what actually came out was me trying to read the beat. So like the beat, I tell the people that was one of my craziest joints. But I lost the disc and I had to re-chop the drums.
That was One for Dilla by Alcinous.
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 I think that should be okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alcinous. I'm sorry. I'm definitely saying your name
you
wrong.
Did make a good song and a good tribute, though.
It's very so good.
I appreciate
very,
it.
Very, very good. Coming up next. Wow, that was really a jump in volume. Coming up next. I will be playing. Which one I want to play first? I will be playing If I Were You. There goes my voice again. By Cloud. Or Claude, excuse me. I said Cloud.
I'm sorry.
I'm just gonna play the song.
Claude.
Yeah, it's Claude.
You're a Claude for saying that. Anyway, well, let's go, people.
It's AU in this, not O.
No, I know.
You're still. Here's If I Were You by Claude. I've been motioned to play the song. WJRH, please stop.
Help.
If I were you, I'd drive 90 in my Subaru. Match my outfits with my hair too. Block my calls just to mess with you. Leaving back door every night before you get up. No heads up. Thinking I'm a better version of myself.
That was, I can't even, that was If I Were You by Claude.
That was good. I like that.
My man's called the part at the end, the like riff from the Kickstarter videos.
It did sound a little bit like the, it's like ukulele in those, I think, but like, it did sound a little bit.
That's just hate that you're kind of right. That's the part, because I like Claude a lot. They're really, really talented.
No, I'm not saying it's bad.
No, I just mean it does sound a lot like it. I've listened to that a lot because I'm one of those people who watched iDubbbz videos, which is unfortunate.
Yikes.
Big yikes. Yeah, so I saw enough of his, like, what are the titles? Like
Kickstarter, whatever. I don't
crap
know.
Or whatever it was. Yeah, yeah, don't find me, FCC.
I think YouTube videos.
Yeah, really weird YouTube videos. Weird guy.
Anyway,
enough about song. YouTube personalities. But yeah, Claude is very talented. Everyone listen to more Claude.
So I have See You Tomorrow, Sunshine by Yastalgia.
Sorry, could you say that? Could you say that again?
Yastalgia.
No, the name of the song.
See You Tomorrow, Sunshine.
I got it. Thank you. Here is See You Tomorrow, Sunshine by Yastalgia.
Yep.
Oh, man, I really questioned myself there.
That's exactly how I said it, because I'm not sure. But
well, here's that song. Hope you enjoy. That was See You Tomorrow, Sunshine by Yastalgia. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that sounds okay. Right. Cool. To me, at least.
We get like a call on the phone we have here in the studio. Yeah. Yeah, it's actually wrong. Yastalgia, but all right.
But thanks, I guess.
Thanks for trying. Let me see how many listens Yastalgia has. They only you only have 32,000 listens. All right, come on, don't even. We have like at least 20.
They didn't actually call us.
I know. I just want to make that joke. No, but yeah. Beef aside between us and Yastalgia, the random lo-fi artists on Spotify, who's very talented, major respect. But we will be playing the song XNXX by Joji, the clean version. I always do that because I'm like, please don't call, even though it's never happened.
It hasn't.
No, we're really good at monitoring it, generally.
Yeah, generally.
Generally.
Let's move on from that.
Generally, it can be 100%. Come on.
Don't
even.
It can also not be
100%. It can also not be 100%. So let's let the listeners decide.
Yeah.
Here is XNXX by Georgie. XNXX by Joji. Oh man, I remember when that album came out. That was so good.
Yeah, we kind of just listened to it.
We listened to it
all
for like
the time.
3 days to a week only. Like that was the only thing we listened to.
Yeah. Which is the first time I've done that, is just like extensively listened to an album.
So good.
And that's it, I mean.
So good. Man. You got a song, Luke?
Yep, it's September.
Oh, okay.
By Brock Beats.
Yeah, see, I didn't think it was the song September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I was tempted to just say Earth, Wind, and Fire instead.
If you said that, I would have played it, but here is September.
I'll play that next. And you know what? Actually, play it now.
Okay, you want me to?
Actually, play.
Don't want me to play
the Way of the World by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm totally switching it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time Luke has ever played a non-lo-fi song on our show.
That's not true. It's a lie.
Please start. Everyone in the studio, clap.
That's a lie.
Clap, please. Wow, there's like at least 7 or 8 people in our studio. How did they all get here? Our show's really expanded. I don't remember it. Yeah. hiring so many guests.
That one like 80 listens, which I don't know how that happened.
That was weird.
On the website,
I think we just got lucky.
Listens on one of our episodes.
I think we just got lucky. Or someone really likes our show.
Someone really likes our show.
Or
someone left it on repeat. I don't know.
I doubt that.
I don't know if you can even do that.
Can you imagine something like someone falling asleep to our show? Kind of nice, but also
I guess
weird, just because it would probably be a law student. That's more what I mean.
True.
It is more likely to be a law student than not be a law student.
Anyway, The Way of the World.
That's more what I mean.
By Earth, Wind, and Fire. One of my favorite songs, I think, of all time.
It's on like four albums, so which one do you want me to play it from?
What are they?
I don't know. Hold on. I like the September one just because the album looks awesome. But
is it? Wait.
Well, this is That's the Way of the World.
Go around to the other ones?
I'm going to bounce through. Oh. This is the old one. I think maybe like non, either non-remastered or non, like, I don't know if that, the other one's a new cover.
Just play whatever.
Let's play the old one. Let's play the old one.
Okay.
Just so I know it's the actual one, so we don't end up playing like a remade version.
True, true.
Here is That's the Way of the World by Earth, Wind & Fire. An actual classic.
Oh,
That was That's the Way of the World by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Bit of a curveball.
Huge curveball, but very good.
I liked it. It's a good way to cap off the show.
Yeah. We've hit 9 p.m. Ding, ding, ding. Show's over.
Finally stopping on time.
Finally, usually we either stop early or late. So.
Maybe. Or we stop late because we got there late.
But usually the people ahead of us also are
true.
Late, they're like half of the time. So
Half the time.
But to be fair, but
neither are we, so
yeah. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday. Great rest of your week. It's a nice one, I think. I'm having an okay week. I can't really complain too much. So I'm pretty relaxed.
Calm.
It's definitely
that's really the biggest
calm part.
But it's nice.
Recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Recently. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
We'll see how long that sticks.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, we've been undecided. I'm Joey.
I'm Luke.
You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Good night. Have some sweet dreams. Maybe stay up a little bit later than 9 p.m. because come on, you're probably an adult. Please do something. It's late. Or if you need sleep, go to sleep, because honestly, sleep is good too. Yeah, so whichever one. But preferably, you know, get up, get down, get around, learn how to play the drums, you know.
Jump around.
Yeah, I was hoping you would chime in. That's why I did a bunch of them. But yeah, have a good night. We've had a good show. Thank you for listening.
Chicago.